Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, cool, high around 66 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha where it is 60, 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 60, 57 in Racine. A suspect has been identified by police in Kenosha, referenced three bank robberies that occurred on the same day, September 13th, within the span of about 35 minutes. A warrant issued for the arrest of 26-year-old Jubilee Braithwaite on charges of armed robbery of a financial institution. Police indicate Braithwaite should be considered armed and dangerous, and anybody coming in contact should immediately get in touch with law enforcement. Robbed back on the 13th were the Chase Bank branches on Washington Road and on 6th Avenue, as well as the Johnson Bank on 60th Street in Kenosha. The man identified in surveillance video wore a blonde wig, implied having a weapon, though none was displayed. U.S. Bank is offering up a reward of up to $10,000 for information that will lead to the arrest of the person responsible for the robbery of their branch office in Franksville September 17th. Bank officials hope their reward program will aid in the arrest and conviction of anybody responsible for that holdup and to underline the seriousness of the crime. A man wearing a hat and dark glasses gave a teller a note that demanded money before noon that Saturday. Man left the bank on foot with a canine unit searching but failing to come up with any information. Anybody who might have some of that is asked to contact Caledonia Police. In Caledonia, the police department there has now become the fourth law enforcement agency in Racine County to finally get a canine unit. It took a while. A little fundraising effort was involved in all of that. WRJN's Janet Hoff says they're now looking for a name for that animal, and maybe the public can get involved in that particular effort.
The as-yet unnamed dog will start training soon with the department's first canine handler, Officer Corey Radke. A survey is currently underway to give the Caledonia canine a name, with the choices of Thor, Zeus, or Louie. A link to the online survey is posted on the Village of Caledonia Police Department Facebook page. The department is also thanking the citizens, businesses, department leaders, village employees, and other local police agencies for helping make the new canine unit possible. Currently, the Racine and Mount Pleasant Police Departments and the Racine County Sheriff's Office have canine units on duty. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Life without the chance of parole, the sentence for a man accused of shooting a Racine man in his home during an armed robbery. Jerome Burkhart, already doing time in a federal prison, got yesterday sentenced by Racine County Judge Charles Constantine after being convicted in the summer of first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery with the use of force, and burglary while armed with that dangerous weapon. Burkhart and another man, DeMont Carey, charged in 2010 with the death of Terrence Miller. They broke into his home on Victory Avenue, according to documents. Carey earlier sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to the homicide charge. In Milwaukee, the Common Council announcing a series of public hearings every Saturday in October to get citizen input on development of a new crime prevention policy. Alderman Bob Donovan says he'll begin October 3rd at City Hall and then conclude at Pulaski High School October the 29th.
Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11:30, so hopefully they can come out.
Milwaukee's mayor, the police chief, the district attorney, all invited to participate in those hearings. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a 68-year-old Kenosha man who volunteered at a city Catholic school after having been retired as a public school teacher in Racine is now charged with possession of child pornography. Thomas DeFazio, taken into custody by agents for the State Department of Justice, faces 10 counts. Investigators began to look at his online activities last year following a complaint from All Saints Academy in Kenosha, where he was a volunteer. Bond set at $5,000 cash. October 7th, his scheduled preliminary hearing. DeFazio also ordered to have no contact with the school or the internet. He left Racine Unified back in 2003. A request by South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stevin to bid on a used ambulance instead of buying a brand new one until next year, that was approved by the Mount Pleasant Village Board this week. The chief noting a new vehicle would cost $220,000. Now, the funding's proposed in the department's 2017 budget, but he also became aware of a 2004 MedTech ambulance that's being sold through a bidding process. The chief telling the trustees this used vehicle that could replace the last ambulance that was a former Sturtevant Fire Department's fleet vehicle.
The vehicle was owned by the Village of Sturtevant, and a modular ambulance box is a very different configuration from the four Village of Mount Pleasant modular ambulance boxes that were remounted during the last 2 years. and it's not a modular ambulance box that we would want to remount.
This remount would cost between $130,000 and $140,000, saving the two villages, Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant, comprising the South Shore area, a substantial amount of money. The Mount Pleasant Board unanimously approving the request to bid on that used ambulance. Blame the recent wet weather for delaying the scheduled reopening of State Street and Northwestern Avenue in Racine from tomorrow until about a week from now, but also needed signage for the revamped traffic pattern with two roundabouts. City engineer John Rooney indicating crews need to put down pavement markings, and that requires a dry surface, and for which they lost a couple of days with the rain. He notes the pavement markings are especially important with this project because of the addition of the bicycle lane and the roundabouts at Spring and West Streets and Albert and High Streets. And then there's the issue of signs to help motorists navigate those roundabouts, which have been on back order but won't arrive until next week. Rooney pointing out the anticipated reopening of the new State Street Northwestern Avenue corridor has been delayed by a week, but the entire project is still more than a month ahead of schedule. An interactive transportation town hall going to be taking place tonight, 7 o'clock, in 71 of the state's 72 counties, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and Wisconsin County Highways Association, plus the Wisconsin Towns Association and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. The goal to generate united support for solving the state's transportation shortfall.
To start informing people of, number one, the importance of transportation, and number two, how that transportation, if it's done well, interacts with people and jobs and growth. So the idea here is to start informing the public that if you have, for instance, a really good bus system that serves the industrial parks for three shifts, the likelihood is the people that are in the industrial parks can find more workers and the workers can more easily get access to work itself.
We're seeing Mayor John Dickert indicating moving people around to help the local economy would seem to be a no-brainer, but funding reductions, including the state, have caused the hardships. County, city, village, town officials to attend tonight's meetings, as well as members of the public. Racine County's meeting at the Eyesgrove Office Complex in Kenosha. It'll be the city's municipal building. They all start at 7 o'clock tonight. It's been almost a month now since the new school year began in Racine Unified, and it's been a great beginning, according to Superintendent Lolly Haas, noting to the Board of Education, among other things, new facilities, new programs, and new plans for even greater things in the future.
We did open three new schools, our first Montessori program at Goodland Elementary, and got 33 buildings ready by waxing the floors and all the repairs and the painting. Everything that had to go on got done, and mostly done on time and done to make our places beautiful, welcoming learning environments for our students.
Dr. Haas also mentioning the emphasis this term on transforming the middle school, starting with that survey in which the public can still participate through this Sunday. UW Parks Eye today hosting the continuation of a discussion regarding the educational collaboration effort that's been going on, plus the economic and workforce development initiatives. It's all to help meet the talented needs in Southeast Wisconsin. The gathering is in the Student Center's alumni room starting at 11:30 this morning, going till about 2:30 this afternoon. Chancellor Debbie Ford sending attendees an email message about reviewing the Kenosha County labor market analysis, including commuter employment. Also, such questions as, how does the information shared from these studies influence our work in higher education, and how can we create more alignment and advance partnerships between employers and post-secondary institutions to provide workplace learning opportunities? This afternoon, it'll be the Racine Higher Expectations Skills Gap Survey results, and then a roundtable discussion. And what used to be the Radisson Harbor Walk Hotel on Racine's lakefront has been rebranded and refurbished as the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. And ahead of today's grand reopening, the City Plan Commission considered signage for it along Gaslight Drive by the parking ramp. During the meeting, permeated by City Hall renovation work echoing in the cavernous council chambers, Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski noted that the company wanted both a ground sign and a sign on the ramp. Staff, though, felt the 7-foot-tall ground sign was maybe a little too much.
Our feeling is it creates too much of a clutter because you're having a Doubletree on the building, a Doubletree ground sign, Gaslight Point parking ramp, and on the parking ramp itself it has a bunch of signage about how to use the parking ramp, you know, price, things like that.
Plan Commission supported only a ground sign, smaller in size, but also placed a little higher off the ground for a better visual, especially with snow piled up at the base in the wintertime. A sign on the parking structure with a letter P in a circle that most people recognize for parking, also likely at some point in the future. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.